Hello. There have been lots of changes to the state pension. And as you can see, they're not the only things that have had a makeover around here. If you're in your 60s, these state pension changes could have a big effect on how much income you receive and when you can retire. So to help guide you through it and what you need to do, here are 5 small checks you can make, because the small things you do now could make a big difference to your final retirement income. Check your retirement age. The state retirement age has risen for both men and women, so the age might not be what you think it is. Check yours using the calculator at the gov.uk website. And for more information, watch our video on the state pension age. Check if you qualify for the full new state pension. To get the full new state pension, you need 35 years of paying into it. And don't worry, if you've got national insurance credits, they'll count towards it too. But remember, you're only eligible for the state pension if you have at least 10 years of qualifying national insurance contributions and if you meet these criteria. Check how much you'll get. If you're 50 or over, you can request a new state pension statement. Google form BR19 to get the ball rolling. It's also worth getting your other half to check their pension too, just so you know what your joint income will be. Check if you're contracted out. If you chose to have a workplace or personal pension, you may have been contracted out of the earnings-related part of the old state pension system. This means that you might not get the full state pension, but your private pension may already include it, so that it forms part or all of your private pension. If you think this applies to you, Google, it's a long one this, your national insurance record and your state pension. There may still be time to fill up any missing years, and it's worth getting a new state pension statement so you know exactly where you stand. And here's something to consider. It may be better value to top up your state pension rather than to invest in other saving options, like an annuity, for example. Check what you need to do. Once you reach the eligible age, your new state pension will only start when you decide to claim it. 4 months before your state pension age, you'll be sent a letter telling you how to activate it. But if you don't hear from them, try calling this number. And that's it. There may be a lot to digest here, but even if you just follow one step, it could pave the way for a much brighter retirement. To find out more, visit our website. And it's bye from us.